On RN Breakfast, it's time to say good morning to Jason DeRosso.
Good morning, James.
You're the movie man.
Yes, and a couple of interesting movies this week, one of which has a lot of Oscar buzz. And people say it's a statement against bullying. It's called Whiplash, which is a reference to the Hank Levy big band jazz classic. This is about a young jazz drummer who wants to make it, and about the very tortured and terrible relationship, really, between him and his mentor, the band leader of the best band in school at this exclusive New York conservatorium that he attends.
Why do you suppose I just hurled a chair at your head, Neiman?
I don't know.
Sure you do.
The tempo?
Were you rushing or were you dragging?
I don't know.
Start counting.
5, 6, 7.
In 4, damn it! Look at me!
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now,
was I rushing or was I dragging?
I don't know.
Count again.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Rushing or dragging?
Rushing.
So you do know the difference!
Is it like a teen movie or?
No. It's very much, well, in a way, of course, there is a young adult theme to it because it is a very much a kind of coming of age film or sort of baptism by fire film, really. But it's not a teen movie as such. It's got Oscar buzz around it for the two lead performances from Miles Teller, who people might recognize from Divergent and The Spectacular Now, and J.K. Simmons, who is a face that people will recognize from the small screen, especially in series like Oz and Law and Order. He plays the teacher, and he is one hell of a bastard, this teacher. He is verbally abusive, racist, sexist, homophobic comments, physically abusive. He throws a piece of the drum kit at this kid at one point because he's not keeping time, and yet it's all in the name of art, I guess, and you know, being the best drummer you could possibly be. The film has great music and it does have a real sugar rush about it. I mean, it's this wonderful crescendo to the inevitable finale. There are touches of maybe Billy Budd in here, or maybe you could even imagine like the first half of Kubrick's Full Metal Jacket set in the School of Fame. You know, it's brutal.
That is an analogy I didn't think you were coming in with. Full Metal Jacket meets
fame
in the form of a big band drummer.
Yeah. Look, the problem I have with the film is that, I mean, I wouldn't say for a moment that it justifies bullying. We see bullying on screen. It's very much about that. It doesn't justify it. But it is one of those films that deals with that American obsession with individualism, the triumph of the will. It's almost fascistic, I have to say, and I don't use that term lightly. This guy must rise to this bully. The film makes it impossible for him to really walk away. And I find that sort of, it's a very masculine film.
Because all the people who can't rise to defeat the bully are left feeling, what's up for me?
Well, I guess. It's a very particular sort of strand of American ideology or mythology, I guess. And it's writ large in this film.
Anyone can do it if they put their mind to it, even if you're facing a Goliath.
Well, see, the thing is, it's not even that. I think it's, if you're strong and really talented enough, you can do it. For the rest of us, we'll just walk away and we won't be. I mean, we'll be a bit like Paul Reiser, who plays the father in the film. He's like your typical kind of chino-wearing Jewish liberal guy, school teacher, didn't amount to much, wanted to be a writer at one point, but never really succeeded. He's happy enough with that. And he's like the polar opposite of this surrogate father figure. But he is kind of dispatched with fairly easily by the film. The film is very much about strong men rising.
What's number two? You better give us the name of number one.
Well, number one is called Whiplash, and it releases next week, but there are sneaks this weekend. So you will be able to see sneak previews of it around town this weekend.
That's Whiplash.
That's Whiplash. The other film is called Force Majeure. And it's a Swedish film, a very dark film about cowardice. And it all kicks off. It's about a family, and a very photogenic family in an idyllic French alpine resort, Swedish family, on holiday when they're eating lunch on this sort of at this alfresco restaurant, and a controlled avalanche comes very close to engulfing the restaurant. And for a moment, the husband of this family, the husband and father of two young kids, thinks the avalanche will engulf them and kill them all, and his instinct is to run, to leave the young kids and the wife behind and run. And when
the... Takes the iPad?
When he does, actually. He takes the iPhone. He does. And when the snow dust settles, he sheepishly comes back. And you just want the ground to swallow you up at that point. You're so embarrassed for him. But this act of cowardice clangs through the rest of the film. It poisons the relationship between him and the wife. And it becomes just a gripping, darkly comic in places, exploration of gender and, you know, bravery and all that sort of stuff. So Force majeure, it's called. And it's highly premise. Recommended.
I couldn't imagine taking my children for a holiday to Europe. That would never happen to me. Is it mainstream release?
Look, it's a relatively limited release. It's an art house picture, but and it'll be harder to see than Whiplash. But I do recommend it, and I recommend Whiplash too, even though it left me both excited and slightly repulsed.
Okay, don't forget your iPad on your way out. Jason DeRosso, The Final Cut, tomorrow afternoon on RN.